This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Indian vessel Shivalik carrying 46,000 metric tons of LPG reached Mundra port in Gujarat this evening after crossing the Strait of Hormuz amid the ongoing conflict in West Asia. Addressing the interministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia in New Delhi, Special Secretary at the Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Rajesh Kumar Sinha, informed that another Indian vessel carrying LPG, Nanda Devi, will arrive tomorrow. He added that an Indian-flagged vessel, Jagladki, which sailed from the UAE, is safely en route to India.
In the DG Shipping, we are keeping continuous watch on the situation. We are in touch with each vessel and its crew. The Indian flag vessel Jagladki, which sailed from UAE on 14th of March, is carrying about 81,000 of Murban crude oil, is safely en route to India, and they'll be reaching tomorrow at Mundra port.
Joint Secretary at the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, informed that crude oil is available in sufficient quantity and all refineries are operating at the highest capacity across the country. Joint Secretary Gulf at the Ministry of External Affairs, Asim Mahajan, informed that since the 28th of last month, around 2,20,000 passengers from the region have returned to India. The National Democratic Alliance, or NDA, has secured victory on all five Rajya Sabha seats from Bihar. The winning candidates include Nitin Naveen and Shivesh Ram from the Bharatiya Janata Party, Nitish Kumar and Ramnath Thakur from the Janata Dal United, and Upendra Kushwaha from Rashtriya Lok Morcha. All the winning candidates secured the required number of votes to ensure their election to the Rajya Sabha. However, the formal announcement of the results is still awaited. Rajya Sabha today took up discussion on the Appropriation Bill 2026. The bill seeks to authorize payment and appropriation of certain further sums from and out of the Consolidated Fund of India for the services of the financial year 2025-26. Lok Sabha has already passed the bill last week. The discussion remained inconclusive. The Upper House will continue the discussion on the Appropriation Bill 2026 tomorrow. After completing today's business, the Rajya Sabha was adjourned till 11 a.m. tomorrow. Lok Sabha has taken up discussion on the demands for grants under the control of the Ministry of Railways for 2026-27. Initiating the discussion, Tariq Anwar of Congress alleged that the government has failed to meet its own targets. He said under the Amrit Bharat Station Scheme, out of 1,337 stations, the redevelopment work has been completed at only 160 stations. Ganesh Singh of BJP said that over the last 10 years, a significant transformation has taken place in the railways. He added that earlier, the railway budget was merely 63,000 crore rupees in 2013-14, which has now increased to 2,78,000 crore rupees. BJP-led NDA and CPM-led LDF issued the first list of candidates for the upcoming assembly elections in Kerala. BJP released its list of 47 candidates. Union Minister George Kurian will contest from the Kanjirapalli seat, while party state president and former Union Minister Rajiv Chandrasekhar will contest from Nemam. LDF announced names of 75 candidates. Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan and Finance Minister K.N. Balagopal are among the 75 candidates. BJP Today also released its first list of 144 candidates for the assembly polls in West Bengal. Party has fielded leader of opposition in the assembly, Shubhendu Adhikari from Nandigram and Bhabanipur. Sitting MLA Agni Mitra Paul will again contest from Asansol Dakhin. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer today said that Britain is working with allies on a plan to reopen the Strait of Hormuz, but will not be drawn into the wider war. Prime Minister Starmer stated this during a press conference today. He spoke after US President Donald Trump said that he had demanded US allies to send warships to open the key oil shipment route. And Sahitya Akademi has announced its awards for 2025 in 24 Indian languages today. The awardees include noted Hindi writer Mamta Kalia for her memoir Jeete Ji Allahabad and noted diplomat Navtej Sarna for his English novel Crimson Spring. And that is the end of this news bulletin.